Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, we've got a great lineup for you here all morning long right here on Montana Talks. Caden, yeah, I just saw your note that we've got a couple of the guests already on the phone lines. Feel free to start transferring them my direction here, and we can jump right into it here. Yeah, today we are hosting our annual Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon here on Montana Talks. It's a great opportunity to give back to those who've served and sacrificed, our post 9/11 veterans, and also a great way to support an incredible local organization right here in Montana, right here in the Gallatin Valley. We have got such an incredible lineup of veterans, of, you know, accomplished private sector business folks as well, who support this great organization. And then, of course, the incredible staff and fishing guides and all sorts of other folks that are a part of Warriors in Quiet Waters. So I'm so excited for the incredible lineup that they have put together, that Ashley Perry and the crew at Warriors in Quiet Waters have put together for us here. In fact, first up, I've gotten a chance to chat with him before. Such an incredible military story. He retired from a career in the Army, and then he worked in the private sector, I believe, for the Ford Motor Company, if I remember right. And then he still continues to give back by volunteering for Warriors in Quiet Waters. Thomas Neiman on the phone lines with us right now, kicking off the radiothon this morning. Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for calling in.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Aaron.
Why Warriors in Quiet Waters? How did you first get involved with volunteering?
Well, I got lucky. I was at a fly fishing show in Michigan, and there was a representative from Sims at the show, and they knew I was moving to Bozeman, and they said, well, you need to volunteer for, you know, you're a retired military guy. You need to support the folks that served after 9/11, and I said, great. Looked into it. Emily, who was then the volunteer coordinator, now still with the Warriors in Quiet Waters, interviewed me and gave me an opportunity to continue serving. So I've been doing that since 2017.
I was watching briefly earlier this morning a video that Warriors in Quiet Waters put together, kind of featuring your service and a little bit of your story. And I loved how you talked about embracing the suck. And I didn't get a chance to watch the whole video, but yeah, anybody who's served, they know that term. They know the concept, at least, of embracing the suck. But man, you get to embrace the goodness when you're out there on the water with Warriors in Quiet Waters, that's for sure.
Truly, and it's amazing to see the transitional impact that the Warriors in Quiet Waters program has on these men and women who have served and had combat experiences that most people in the United States can't understand. They don't have a frame of reference for it. So to see the impact that the program's Warriors has on these men and women is just makes it worth coming back for, and it makes me so grateful for folks like you, Aaron, and other people who support the program with their time and their treasure. It's very encouraging.
What an incredible backstory to the whole founding of the organization. We're going to talk about that and more here later in the morning. But a quick break, and we'll chat more with Thomas Neiman. And then I think we've also got Ken Ahrens on the phone lines as well coming up right after this. Stand by.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies along with some scattered rain showers around the area today. Temperatures will stay steady in the 40s to around 50, then falling late in the afternoon. Winds out of the west gusting at 30 to 45 with gusts over 50 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see some scattered snow showers in some areas early. Overnight lows in the mid-20s with west winds still gusting around 30 to 45. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
A House Foreign Relations Subcommittee hearing Tuesday examined the actions of China and Russia against the U.S. and Europe, with Republican Texas Congressman Keith Self saying in no uncertain terms,
"Ladies and gentlemen, we are at war."
He further explained that China and Russia
are stopping at nothing at undermining our United States and our allies.
Committee members and witnesses described a pattern of hybrid warfare, which includes covert efforts, including cyber attacks, in addition to potential traditional military action. Witness Christopher Walker, the vice president of the Center for European Policy Analysis, testified the key is to sow destabilization.
That strikes at the foundations of U.S. national security and undermines American strategic influence.
Europe was described by all as a key battleground in maintaining the status quo. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hopefully, Thomas Niemann can hear me, maybe listening to the show offline. Thomas, give me a call back on our studio phone lines, because I think while I was getting another one of our great guests on the phone lines, I think I might have lost your call, but we definitely want to get a chance to hear from you for at least a couple more minutes here. It is going to be a very fast-moving show. In the meantime, let's go to Ken Ahrens, who is also with us. Ken is an Air Force veteran, as I understand it, and a frequent volunteer for the Montana-based Warriors in Quiet Waters, and has gone through the new hunting program, the new hunting track program that Warriors in Quiet Waters has been offering up. Ken, first off, tell us what you did in the Air Force and how you got involved with Warriors in Quiet Waters.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
Joined the Air Force in 91. I was a bomb disposal guy for 25 years. Retired in 2015, stumbled around life a bit, found Quiet Waters in 2017-ish, and been part of them ever since. I got to, like you said, the chance to go through the Built for More hunting track, which was amazing. And then I try to volunteer and give back, and now I sit on the Alumni Advisory Council Board, where we help other alumni stay in touch and get together through contact and regional events.
So you were basically EOD in the Air Force. It's funny, I was Army, but worked a lot with Navy EOD guys and, some of the job, assignments that I had and everything. But what an incredible career path. What an incredible specialty. I mean, you guys really have to be trained in practically everything.
Yeah, it was a great job. Yeah, usually I don't say EOD because non-military folks don't know the acronym, so everybody knows bomb squad or bomb disposal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a joint service school from day one, so we all class up together. It's actually kind of weird because it's a Department of Navy school, but then all four services go at the same time, so it was a great job. Yep, I miss it.
So what's it like going from being an EOD veteran, dealing with, things like bombs and ordnance and munitions and things like that? I mean, I think about you have to be very careful with your hands. That would seem like it would translate very well into fly fishing and tying flies and things like that.
It does. It actually brought me back to a lot more focus mentally, because obviously we're working on explosives or something like that in combat. We are solely focused on what's in front of us and solving that problem per se, or, that's sitting there. Fly fishing is no different. It's a problem solving hobby, right? I mean, you're trying to pick apart a piece of water. You're trying to pick apart a certain fly, perfect your cast, do your float. Every bit of that is a problem solving thing. And I think that's one of the greatest things for veterans, is it gets us back in that mentality of, now we have something in front of us that we need to figure out. You're not just existing anymore. You're actively participating and trying to solve that problem. And it gives you a lot of calm, gives you a lot of purpose.
Which is crazy when you think about it, because you think it might stress you out. It might remind you of some of those stressful times, but actually it reminds you of, being on mission, having that sense of purpose, but yet you also realize, like, man, here I am out, and, whether you're floating the North Fork of the Flathead or whether you're on, some incredible, water on a ranch that some landowner was generous enough to allow access to, or floating, one of the rivers, who knows what, right? It's, what a contrast.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely experienced the stressful part of it, too, with back casting into a tree or a bush and, you know, snapping off everything you have on the line. it's those skills we learn, you know, afterwards, to breathe, calm down, retie everything, and it's going to happen, right? Just in life, as we go day to day, you know, things are great, then those stressors are going to happen. So, again, it's a exercise of utilizing the patience and the skills and all the stuff we've learned through quiet waters to calm down and realize, hey, you know, it's just a thing. Take a breath, move forward and move on. And fly fishing is one of those skills that's perfect for that.
Yeah, that kind of happened to me too. I didn't get caught up on a snag, but when I got a fish on that fly rod, I was just volunteering. But you know, we had hit a quiet patch to where, you know, the veteran that we were supporting was locked in. He was reeling them in like crazy, and so the guide says, "Hey, you want to cast for a little while?" I was like, "Okay." And I got a fish on that fly rod. I got a little too excited, got a little too happy with that one. But we still reeled it in though anyway. But it was fun. Hey folks out there, yeah, if you're listening to this, we're gonna be talking about, you know, with some incredible folks here all morning long. If you have the ability to give, whatever you can give to support Warriors in Quiet Waters, you can give right now. Go to warriorsinquietwaters.org. You can even call up their team at 406-585-9793. 585-9793, or like I said, just go to warriorsinquietwaters.org to give. About 30 seconds before the next break here, and we'll see if we can get Thomas Niemann back on the phone again here after the Farm and Ranch Report, along with our next guest coming up. But Ken Ahrens, what else would you like to tell folks across Montana?
I'd just like to tell them thank you. You know, they one of the things I say is you don't have to do anything. Nobody has to give anything. But the fact that people do, and that everybody I've met in Montana is so generous, is just amazing to me. And I'd like to tell them thank you. Can't thank them enough.
You know what? That's a great point. It's not just the water. It's not just the organization. It's the people of Montana that these warriors get a chance to interact with when they come here for this program that really makes it so special as well. Great point, Ken Ahrens. Thanks for your service. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for being with us. Back right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. This December on Capitol Hill appears to follow a familiar script. There's a deadline for Congress to act on blank, and if lawmakers don't move by January 1st, then blank. So everyone on Capitol Hill clamors over pathways to finish blank. Everyone is worried about getting done before Christmas. There's always the concern that Congress will emerge as the Grinch, pilfering Whoville of Christmas toys. But lawmakers often wind up toiling with the diligence and efficiency of Santa's elves, plowing through late night, overnight, and weekend sessions, usually finishing the blank in the saint nick of time. Such was the case when the Senate passed the first version of Obamacare on Christmas Eve morning 2009. Republicans then skated on thin ice to finish their tax reform package in December 2017. If Congress leaves town without finishing its work, every communications director on Capitol Hill authors a press release accusing the other side of channeling Ebenezer Scrooge. That's the script. And every year, it slays me. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, more and more reports are surfacing that a rising number of ag lenders appear not to be renewing some farm loans for 2026. And National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the numbers are showing that unfortunate trend to be true.
Yeah, I think the dangerous thing right now is that a lot of the data that folks in D.C. are looking at has to do with kind of national averages or even regional averages. But when you go down to the community level, we just keep hearing directly from lenders in a lot of parts of the country who are predicting now not only a very, very difficult conversation with a lot of their farmers, but that they will be seeing upwards of 40%, 50% in some cases, and even 60%. Of their current operating loan clients not be renewed.
And he says the Trump administration's recent announcement of $12 billion in farm financial assistance will help, but it's not a solution.
The recent farmer bridge payment, the $11 billion and the $1 billion for specialty crops, that's really important, but it is absolutely only a Band-Aid. And I think you saw reporting like hours after the announcement of that, already the calls for additional help because this isn't going to be enough. This is why we keep making the case that when we talk about a farm bill, it is not a question about when a farm bill is going to be done, but making sure that when we get this next farm bill done, that it actually truly represents today's condition, today's needs, and we don't find ourselves needing to have these temporary Band-Aids. Farmers don't like this. They are essential right now. We need a safety net program in a farm bill that can weather all of this disruption and make sure that farmers have greater certainty from one year to the next.
Again, that was National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Your herd needs protein. When the seasons shift, so do your herd's protein needs. SmartLook protein tubs deliver consistent nutrition that drives performance, helping cattle make the most of available forages, maintain condition and power through winter efficiently, giving you peace of mind. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to smartlick.com. That's smartlic.com to find your dealer.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. Our big diamond ring sale coming up January the 12th. The consignment deadline is this Friday on the 19th for the catalog. We can do the filming anytime over the holiday break or after the first, but the consignment deadline is here on the 19th. Give us a call at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com for information on the diamond ring sale with a consignment deadline of December 19th.
Well, farmers across the countryside continue to warn that the expiration of enhanced premium tax credits under the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, will sharply raise health insurance costs in 2026, forcing painful trade-offs that could slow farm growth, strain rural hospitals, and even push some producers out of business altogether. Now, Monday was the deadline to enroll in ACA plans for next year's coverage. The deadline comes as people signing up for plans are seeing premium spikes, and it's expected enrollment will dramatically fall without enhanced premium tax credits. Nearly everyone enrolled in ACA Marketplace plans will face higher out-of-pocket costs next year as the enhanced credits expire, affecting about 4 million people in rural America and an estimated 24 million Americans nationwide unless Congress takes action before the end of the year. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, we do have another great guest here with us with our incredible lineup for our Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon here on the show this morning. We're going to get to Paula Timmons here in just a second. But thankfully, I've got Thomas Niemann still with us on the phone lines as well. Thomas, thanks for sticking around. Yeah, what more did you want to share? You and I were kind of talking during the break about, you know, this enduring commitment of our nation to our veterans, but also this enduring commitment of Warriors in Quiet Waters to the veterans that come through their program.
It's since 2017, Aaron, I've been fortunate to be involved in some of the evolution that Warriors in Quiet Waters has gone through. And it's been great to see Brian and the staff these days building a program that shows their lasting commitment to the participants of the program and the challenges they face in their lives and Warriors' desire to see these folks thrive. And that's why I'm so glad you got a chance to talk to Ken, because he's living proof of how good the program is at fulfilling its commitment to our veterans who have served in combat for our country. And I was able to support Ken on a program he did here in Michigan with a wonderful place called Oakhart Lodge. And we were able to bring back alumni of the program back in and continue the process of giving them the tools and opportunities they need to thrive. And it really made me feel good to be part of something that shows that we're not just one and done with these men and women, but we are in it for the long haul with them, for their benefit.
That's right. Yeah, the alumni engagement programs that you're talking about there and events across the country is another big part of this as well that we're going to talk more about here later this morning. Thomas Niemann, again, thanks for your service. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, and thank you for doing this, and thank you for supporting Warriors.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks to all of our listeners out there as well. Okay, now we've got another great guest with us on the phone lines here. I like to call them the T-Mobile ladies. These two ladies with T-Mobile are just absolutely incredible. Paula Timmons is the Director of Legislative Affairs for T-Mobile back in Washington, D.C. But I'll tell you what, T-Mobile has really come out in a major way supporting Warriors in Quiet Waters. Paula, thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be there with you today.
Yeah. Tell us how T-Mobile got started with this whole Warriors in Quiet Waters thing.
Well, I would have to say that it probably goes back to 8 or 9 years ago. I was on a ski trip in Big Sky, and I had the pleasure of skiing for the morning with a bunch of board members from the organization. And they kept telling me about not the organization and what it did for veterans. And as they're telling me, the nature, how much nature plays a part in it, and specifically fly fishing. And as we were talking, I was thinking to myself, wow, I really need to get my friend Laura Linderman Barker involved in this organization because she's a pretty big fly fisher person throughout her adult years. And she was married to and is married to Commander Andrew Barker, who had come back from his 7th tour in Iraq with a traumatic brain injury. And so she was struggling with what was going on in his life. And I also spent a lot of time in Montana over my professional life. As you said, I do political work, and Montana has been one of those states that I've covered. And I've just fallen in love with the area and the people. So I've always tried to do as much as I can for Montana. And one of those things was helping get spectrum licenses, getting the airwaves for Montana so that T-Mobile could actually build a network. And that took some time. But once we got going, that's when I was introduced to Warrior in Quiet Waters. And I was trying to connect the dots of T-Mobile loves veterans and we love to do things with veterans organizations and for veterans. I think this could be an organization that we could grow with. And so that began the partnership of Laura and I showing up the first year for the Warrior in Quiet Waters Case Fest as a sponsor. And it was the introduction to what we now call a family.
And I tell you, Warrior Taste Fest is one of my favorite events. It's kind of like the Cat Grizz game, and we're getting Cat Grizz Part 2 for the semifinals of the FCS football game in Bozeman this weekend. But Warrior Taste Fest is another one of those must-attend Montana events, and it's been great to see you there. But Paula, yeah, she's been such an incredible advisory board member. I've gotten a chance to be a part of those meetings with her. But that personal connection, I love how you were like, hey, how can T-Mobile help this organization? But then you also said, how can they help my friend? How can they help this military spouse? And she went on a spouse, or you know, as a spouse went on one of these fishing experiences, and then got more involved with the program. And I know it's just been so incredible for her and for her family as well. And so, yeah, we can't thank T-Mobile enough for everything you're doing for Warriors in Quiet Waters.
Well, as I said, we love our veterans. And we since our merger with Sprint, which is when we really, you know, the network grew across Montana and across the United States, we really leaned into veterans. We wanted to hire them. We made a commitment to hire 10,000 veterans right off the bat. The skill set veterans learn in the military works well when you're building a network. One of the people that I want to mention here as well, who was kind of the third person in our three-legged stool is Larry Wiedinger. Yeah. Larry, at the time when Laura and I met him, he was building the network in Montana. So I was acquiring assets from Montana. He was building the network, and we were all brought together by Warrior and Quiet Waters. And it's
great veteran, and, you know, one of those, you know, strong NCO type guys. And then he's been leading a lot of these veterans group sessions that they have as it built into their programs for Warriors in Quiet Waters, because they're not just going out fishing, they're not just going out hunting, but they're getting together afterwards and talking through some really important things, and he's leading a lot of those important conversations. Paula Timmons, Director of Legislative Affairs at T-Mobile, big backer of the Montana-based Warriors in Quiet Waters. About 30 seconds to go. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Well, I just want to say how proud we are to be partners with Warrior in Quiet Waters. One thing that we did last week is we had our first D.C. event where Senator Sheehy was able to come and speak, and Ambassador Baucus, and we raised over $140,000 in the D.C. Area just sharing the story back east. So I encourage people to volunteer. I volunteered and just absolutely love the volunteer experience and give to this organization. It's a meaningful, well-meaning organization that everyone should discover, like Laura and
That's
I have.
That's great. And what a great bipartisan event, too. Hats off to both of those senators. Thank you so much.
We're selling Artie's Coins should be your first.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, big thanks to Paula there in T-Mobile. You know, you think about it, every single donation counts. Whether you can donate $10 or $20 or $50 right now to help make this happen, it is so important. But then, of course, you got an organization like the Warriors, like the Montana-based Warriors in Quiet Waters. This is a national organization serving veterans coming in from all across the country, and it's such an honor. The way this whole program started here in Montana, but to be able to do this many programs for so many veterans, and the needs are huge. I mean, the list of veterans that want to go through programs like this, it is just massive. And so to have big sponsors like T-Mobile come out and support Warrior Taste Fest. In fact, Paula was telling me during the break, they are going to be the titanium sponsor once again for next year's Warrior Taste Fest. That's how you're able to serve so many veterans from all across the country. But you can give right now. Go to warriorsinquietwaters.org or give them a call, 406-585-9793. We talked earlier about how they also do these alumni events. So all across the country, they've got a great alumni network going on right now. Eli Hernandez is an Air Force veteran. And apparently, you just went to your first alumni regional event in Texas. Eli, thanks for your service, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm doing great. I get a chance to catch up with some really great folks today, so it's making my day.
Yep. Yeah, so like you said, I just went through the alumni experience down here in Texas, in central Texas on the Guadalupe River. You know, people haven't heard about it. You know, it's a big trout stream that gets stocked every year, and man, it was a blast. We had probably, I think there was about 6 or 7 veterans, and, you know, most of them were gentlemen that I had not met before, and one lady, and, you know, we got to float down to Guadalupe and catch some good trout. So it was definitely a good time.
That is incredible.
Much needed.
Wow, that had to be incredible. So I actually know the Guadalupe because I have a cousin down in Kerrville, Texas. And when I came back from Iraq, I had to do a trip down to Texas. And so I went and visited my cousin down there. I need to get back again. And what a beautiful spring-fed river, right?
Yes, very beautiful, very beautiful. So, yeah, no, it was a good time.
Do you live in Texas now, or where do you call home? Where'd you grow up?
I do. I'm actually a native Texan. I was born in Del Rio, Texas, then joined the Air Force, traveled the world for about 22 years, and then my family and I decided to set roots back here in Texas, and luck would have it, you know, we decided on San Antonio area, which wasn't too far from the alumni event, so I was able to get there within a few minutes.
Ton of great Patriots down there in that San Antonio area as well, and a lot of military base there. What did you do in the Air Force, and how did you end up getting involved in Warriors in Quiet Waters?
So when I was in the Air Force, I did cybersecurity, and, you know, I did a few combat tours. People might think, oh, cybersecurity, you know, I'm going to be all right. You know, I don't have to go anywhere, you know, austere, but, you know, cybersecurity is needed everywhere. So, as you know, Warriors in Quiet Waters services combat veterans, and I applied earlier this year. I'm actually pretty new to the program. I applied, I want to say January, and I got picked up, and honestly, it has been life-changing. I went from being, you know, at the beginning of the year, probably about, I'd say 275, 280 pounds and feeling depressed and down on myself to, you know, now I've been able to, you know, shed a lot of that weight and, you know, help find my purpose again. That is one big thing that Warriors in Quiet Waters has really helped me with. When you're in the military, you know, you're basically told what to do. You have your identity. You have your purpose. You put on the uniform. Everything is all laid out for you. And I retired in 2018, and I was still doing defense contracting, so I still kind of had that tie-in. But then COVID hit, and, you know, my world just fell apart. I'm like, okay, what do? I got laid off, you know, and it just quickly spiraled out of control for me. And, once I went through the Warriors in Quiet Waters program, it really, you know, opened my mind and helped me get back to where I need to be.
That's incredible, man. And I know I identify with your story a lot. A lot of people will hear me talk about diet and nutrition on the program because, you know, I've joked that, you know, when I got home from some of my deployments, I'd suffer from post-deployment celebration disorder where, you know, you maybe eat too much, maybe you drink a little more often than you want to, right? But people can be emotional eaters or drinkers for the good or the bad, you know, maybe because you're celebrating or because you're in a slump. And so, but that is so key to your mental health, is getting your nutrition in line. And that's another aspect of this program that we probably don't talk about enough either.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the staff at Warriors and Quiet Waters has been nothing but supportive throughout this journey. And you're absolutely right. You know, on the post-celebration disorder, I mean, I can't tell you how many of those I went through myself. But, it's definitely not the way to live. And through Warriors in Quiet Waters, you know, I was able to refocus my life and focus on what's important. And, a friend of mine always used to tell me, you know, I don't live to eat. I eat to live. And that's exactly where my focus has gone now. I want to do, you know, so many things. I still have my injuries, you know, from my time in the military, but I'm still capable. And one of my goals that I've set for myself is that if I can, and I have, you know, the ability, I will move until, you know, the day I die.
Yeah.
Because movement is super, super critical to your physical health.
I went through a program for veterans in equine therapy program, you know, and mainly because I wanted to be able to tell folks about it in the Billings area. And anyway, one of the horse trainers at that riding arena, she has a great line. She was one of my nine-round kickboxing instructors as well. And she had a great line, which is, if you don't move, you can't move. And so, yeah, sometimes you don't want to move because of your aches and pains. But if you don't move, then you can't move. And then you have worse aches and pains. And so, yeah, it's just amazing how you've got to continue to stay active. And especially if you've got wounds or injuries, whether they're visible wounds or invisible wounds, man, if you're piling too much food and too much alcohol and not enough movement on top of all that, it only amplifies everything and makes everything worse. Also, what you said stood out to me, too, which is like you were like, hey, I did cybersecurity, and every job in the military is important, right? Every single soldier, sailor, airman, marine, coastie is so critical to the whole operation. But, you know, there used to be this thought of, I'm a combat troop, or I'm a, you know, service and support troop. And there was this line between the combat forces and the non-combat forces. Those lines were inexistent, basically, in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, something that I saw and I practiced every day. And, you know, I really, you know, really am proud of that service. So.
Wow. Well, so great to catch up with you here on Montana Talks, Eli Hernandez, and great to hear, especially kind of somebody who's more recently gone through the program, your perspective. So we really appreciate you joining us on the show here this morning. About a minute to go before our next break and our next guest join us on the show. So for you, when did you first go, or what was it like first touching the water, either hunting or fly fishing here in Montana?
Mm-hmm. So I actually went through the fly fishing track, and man, I am hooked. From the moment I caught my first trout, even to this last one, like every single one is just, it's a big, big connection to nature and a connection with myself. So every time I get out there, I feel like I get a little piece of myself back. So it's really awesome.
That's incredible. And then that feeling and that concept that you remember from the water of Montana gets reinforced as you get together and you do follow-up conversations and things like that with your whole team there, where's in Quiet Waters, with the follow-through as well. It's not just a trip, hey, see you in Montana, this is great, all right, see you later. It's this enduring commitment, as we talked about earlier as well. Eli Hernandez, what a great message. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, you can donate right now. Go to warriorsinquietwaters.org, warriorsinquietwaters.org, or give them a call, 406-585-9793. Back right after this.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the shooting in this particular case that took place in Bondi was cold-blooded murder. I didn't hear that at the press conference. Now, in August, Netanyahu had told the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese that in a letter that the Australian government's policies were promoting and encouraging anti-Semitism in Australia. The Prime Minister said your call for a Palestinian state basically pours fuel on the anti-Semitic fire and rewards Hamas terrorism. It emboldens those that menace Australian Jews. It encourages the Jew hatred now stalking your streets. And, of course, the Prime Minister, even after this incident, has done nothing.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Now, their success depends on your decision to spend money with them or with their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk, they would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs like I do. And because of you, they had a record-breaking year. And because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they have now been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines in helping to prevent veteran suicide. And your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags for your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, You choose to support American jobs. And with the money that the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So for everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust. And God bless America. America.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies along with some scattered rain showers around the area today. Temperatures will stay steady in the 40s around 50, then falling late in the afternoon. Winds out of the west gusting at 30 to 45 with gusts over 50 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see some scattered snow showers in some areas early. Overnight lows in the mid-20s with west winds still gusting around 30 to 45. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Retired Colonel Brian Gilman is the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. Brian, why don't you pick off where we left? We'll pick up where we left off there as we were chatting during the break. We've got Otto Hecht on the phone lines with us. He's the new director of Warriors Experience at Warriors in Quiet Waters. But you talk about experience. Brian Gilman, you're a retired Marine Corps colonel, a Butte kid. You grew up in Butte, played football at Tech. Eventually, you were MARSOC, the Marine Special Operations Command Chief of Staff. And you said, what the heck? Let me tell you about Otto Hecht here. This guy has got an incredible background, huh?
Yeah, he does. He's a 30-year retired Marine, made it to Master Gunnery Sergeant in his career. You know, served as an infantryman initially. A drill instructor, was promoted early to both staff sergeant and gunnery sergeant, made it to, you know, the senior rank in the Marine Corps, master gunnery sergeant by his 18th year. So spent just under half his career at the pinnacle. And, you know, we competed the director of warrior experience position against 64 other individuals who applied, and Otto definitely rose to the top as the right candidate. So we're excited to have him on the team.
Well, Brian, if you can stay with me through the top of the hour, because I want to kick off the 7 o'clock hour of the show with you before we get to General Mark Schwartz after our 7:10 break, so that I can give Otto a little bit more time here at the end of this hour, if that's okay. Otto Hecht, so we just heard a little bit of your background. What attracted you to Warriors in Quiet Waters?
Well, you know, I had been coming out to Montana for 5 or 6 years, a couple times a year. And I love Montana, and I knew what Brian and his team were doing for veterans. And, you know, being a 30-year Marine and watching, you know, a lot of veterans kind of have a tough time, you know, looking for direction, including myself. You know, transition was not easy on me, being in the Marine Corps for 30 years. And I participated in a few programs myself and had some really good mentors help me through that, and I wanted to give back. And this opportunity arose in a place that I really wanted to be. That was, you know, a great organization with great team members. And I threw my hat in, and, you know, I feel really blessed. It worked out. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be part of the organization and to you know, be part of the Built for More experience that helps veterans and gets them on the right track and gets them involved in community and, you know, helps them thrive.
Brian will tell us at the start of the next hour about, you know, how there is something so incredible about the fly fishing experience itself and what that can do, what that can launch for our veterans. But really, you've taken this program into so much more. Talk about this Built for More program here with about a minute and a half or so to go here in the hour.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Built for More is a 9-month-long program that's designed to empower post 9/11 combat veterans to thrive and live purpose-driven lives after their time in the military. It's anchored in nature-based activities, which we'll talk about a little bit later, archery hunting, fly fishing, and photography. But the whole program is designed to help veterans grow strength in domains of thriving. You know, every veteran loses something when they leave the military, primarily their identity, their purpose and mission, and their community. And this program helps them rebuild that so that they can return home to their communities and continue to serve and lead meaningful lives and make a difference after their time in the military.
Otto, stay on the phone lines with us as well, if you can, into the next hour. Brian, with about 30 seconds to go, Brian, how important are these donations from our listeners right now, no matter how big, no matter how small? If people go to warriorsinquietwaters.org and donate right now, what do you do with that money? How important are those donations?
Hugely important. Our program is 100% cost-free to the veterans. We deliver the program through the funds that we raise for our fundraising activities. It costs about $18,000 to get one warrior through our nine-month program. So it's essential. Those resources are what enable us to deliver the impact that we're delivering on our veterans, and we just couldn't do it without the support of all the wonderful donors that help us.
Yeah, again, go to warriorsinquietwaters.org, or you can call their team right now, 406-585-9793. This is our annual Warriors in Quiet Waters Radiothon here on Montana Talks. We'll continue right after this.
All right, son, time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.